and welcome to My Xbox and Me, episode 456. I am one of your hosts, MC Fixer, alongside the one and only Mr. Two Fresh Crash. Crash, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing fantastic.
First things first, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I like your TV, where it is. Yeah,
the glare.
That table management.
Oh, the cable management.
I can't deal with that right now. It's crossing like an Xbox, which I respect.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted an X in my background.
No, I know that's what you were doing, but you know,
yeah. There's a reason the cable management is like that, though.
Chris, I can see you have a window in front of you now.
I do. Yeah, I have a window.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. No, I wasn't. I wasn't mentioning that. I meant the X. X, put them up. Put them up, Chris. Come on, put it up. Put it up with me, Chris. Come on. Yeah, baby. Big X. Big X. And the one only, Mr. Paul Despawn. How are you, Mr. Despawn?
I am good. Very good. Very excited to talk video games, as always.
A lot of energy.
I know, it's weird, right? That might be the Apex Max. All right. Sorry. Do you want to bring the crash levels? Oh, the classic crash levels.
Yeah, go crash levels.
Okay. Wait. Hello.
Oh, thank you. Perfect. If you didn't know, this is My Xbox and Me, our weekly Xbox podcast, right here on youtube.com/MyXboxandMe and all podcast services. If you want to support the show financially, patreon.com/MCFixer, or consider becoming a YouTube member or a Twitch sub. All of these do help us make better content. Yeah, at the moment, we're in a weird place content-wise, but I feel like in the world, we're in a weird place. So it's a hard one, right? There's a cost of living crisis in the UK, which everybody else is just called... what does everyone else call it? They call it a...
recession?
A recession, thank you very much. But for some reason, the UK have decided to call it a cost of living crisis, which makes it a lot scarier, in my opinion. But everyone's feeling it. I do 100% get that. But to keep making the content that we make here, we do need your financial support. So please, if you do enjoy this show, consider not getting one coffee a week, I guess, from Starbucks, about $5, I would say, probably a little bit more. And go consider supporting us on Patreon. It would help abundantly. So please, please, please do. Don't forget to subscribe over on YouTube. Subscribers up and down, you know, like a good roller coaster. If you haven't subscribed, please go consider hitting the subscribe button. We do live streams over there. You get content early over there. A bunch of good stuff over on the YouTube channel. And of course, last but not least, go check out the Twitch. We do appreciate it if you can check out the Twitch. Big shout out to our Patreon producer this week, Mr. Eringard, as per usual, keeping the show going, keeping the lights on this building. We do appreciate it. Last but not least, 12-hour stream is happening 27th of April. Make sure that you are there. You are going to have myself, Crash, Matt P Video, and Mr. Paul Despawn, of course, all playing games, shenanigans, hanging out. A bunch of forfeits are going to be prepared. A bunch of cool games. We're going to be hanging out with the community, and that is what it's all about. So we're going to show this week, boys. Shall we jump into it? Xbox handhelds. God, we keep talking about this. Microsoft Gaming Chief can't stop thinking about it. This one was taken from Polygon, and the quote here is, "I want to be able to boot into an Xbox app in a full screen, built in a capable compact mode, and all of my social experiences is there. Like, I want to feel like the dash of my Xbox when I turn on the television, except I want it on those devices." This was said by Phil Spencer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Which was, I don't know, where was this taken from? Like, where did Polygon get this? Was it an interview that I've missed or something? What's going on out here in the world? Do we know?
Yeah, they did an interview. I forget who the interview was with exactly. But there was an interview that came out the other day with Phil Spencer, and he was really, I think it was at GDC. I think it was a GDC interview, if I'm not mistaken.
So it was GDC with Polygon. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense. The other quote we got here, there's a few out there in the world, but the ones we've picked is, quote, "different hardware form factors and things that they could go and do as Xbox plans on hardware. What should we build and will find new players?" Spencer said that will allow people to allow people to play at times when they couldn't go play in the past. I think everything is pretty much pointing towards an Xbox handheld coming. Now, we've spoken about it on so many times now. There's a bunch of quotes that could have been taken from all this. I know Phil Spencer talks about the Lenovo Legion and other devices like that as well. has anything changed for us, guys? I don't think it has, right? We're still very much... Despawn wasn't, but I think he came around on the idea. Firmly, me and Crash are firmly on board. Let me say it like this, shall I? Crash, Xbox announced a handheld tomorrow. Are you buying it?
No. I'm not buying it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Why?
I don't use handhelds. It's the same reason I've never bought a Steam Deck. And I've had a Switch for how long? I don't play the Switch in handheld. I won't play the Switch in handheld.
I don't play the Switch, period. And Despawn, have you come around on the idea at all? On would you be, you would, I don't even need to ask if you would buy it.
You would.
You're terrible with money. You buy everything.
Even if Despawn was like, this was a horrible idea, they shouldn't make it. Yeah. Despawn would still be the one to buy
this
it.
Is the worst thing on the market. Yeah. What are they thinking? How could they do this? Like, here's my credit card. I'm 100% an idiot, and yeah, I would, like, while I'm not super excited about it, I would definitely buy one at some point. Like, would I buy it at launch? Probably not, but I would definitely, like, maybe a few months down the line when I start seeing those reviews drop and how people, like, use cases and stuff, and the idea of, like, so my problem is my main use case for this would be in, like, bed.
Yes, that's 1,000% my two places I would use this. In bed on the sofa. Three places. In bed, on holiday, or on the sofa when Haley is playing watching something. But mm-hmm. It sounds really stupid. I know. I get it. We did it the other day. She was in here the other day while I was streaming Final Fantasy because I just wanted to be close. The problem is when you've lived with someone for a really long time, you're used to them just being there, mm-hmm. especially because I've been stuck in a bedroom for a really long time as well. And now that we have the house and, like, she's all the way downstairs, I can't just look at her. She's not just there, you know? This would, I know it sounds like such a stupid problem to have, but this would alleviate that so much of, like, headphones in, playing Dragon's Dogma 2, perfect, at, again, this is where the conversation comes in. It needs to be higher frame rates, higher graphical fidelity. Otherwise, this is pointless. I don't want it. But yes, I would buy this no matter what, 100%.
Even if it wasn't high frame rate, high fidelity.
Yes, I'm still going to buy it, unfortunately, Crash. Yeah. I hate to admit it, but yes. To be honest, I regret buying the Steam Deck a little. I regret buying the Steam Deck until I go on holiday or until I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it isn't a system that gets used in the house, and it's not powerful enough because you can buy the dock for it, mm-hmm. but it isn't powerful enough compared to my computer. Obviously, I know I'm not an idiot, but, like, I've tried to hook it up to the TV and look at it. I'm like, I can't look at that when I've got a PC. I could literally carry my PC downstairs, hook it up. It's like, graphical for my 55 inch, like, at, I don't know, 720, it feels like it looks like sometimes. It's awful. It's just, no, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? There is a specific use case for owning this, but the problem is, like, that how often does that specific use case come up, and is it worth jumping on day one? Would it be better off to wait and see how this one does and then get the next one?
Has someone who likes to go on holiday, as someone who has a fiance that likes to go on holiday a lot, mm-hmm. let me rephrase that. I need this, honestly. Because even if I use it three times a year, even though I go to America now probably once a year, right? To go to Texas. If I just use it on that trip, mm-hmm. I think this would be worth it.
At what price point?
The most I'm willing to pay for a handheld is £500.
So if it's more than that?
I you've got no chance on God's given. I'm not paying more than £500 for this. No way.
If, like I say, what they're talking about, like what Phil's been kind of hinting at, like, if it is basically an Xbox in a handheld form factor, like, if it's not going to be a full Windows machine, I'm not paying more than £500 for it.
I don't want it to be a full Windows machine, I'll be honest. Yeah. I think that's my biggest gripe with the Steam Deck, if I'm honest, is mm-hmm. the whole, being, I know it sounds stupid, but I don't ever use it in the PC version mode that you can switch over to, and that whole, I'm just like, no, I don't need that. Just let it be the device, excuse me, of what I bought it for. Mm-hmm. And then have a bunch of apps and let, where's the Game Pass app? God damn it, just make it happen. Which will never happen, hence why we're talking about this. There was a conversation that was had at Valve with Phil Spencer, and they were like, hey, can we make this happen? And they were like, no, your games are on Game Pass. Why would we want that? Mm-hmm. And that's why Xbox are going to make a handheld. We've had this discussion now for 2 weeks straight. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Phil talking about it like this just confirms it even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that he's gone to that level to think about it, and like he's just putting it out there like, this is the form factor I would like, is very much a case of like, this is the form factor we're looking at. Whether it gets past the development stage, most likely it will at this point, but because we had business update that we had, Sarah Bond was basically like, we've got new hardware coming out this year. I doubt it's a mid-cycle refresh. I think it's probably going to be the handheld.
I mean, do you consider like the special edition Series S as new hardware?
No.
The SpongeBob Series S.
All right, that one, you know, you get 100% more bubbles with your Xbox.
100% more bubbles, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
this does get me excited, though. Again, this will be a dream. I've been in the industry now nearly 10 years, right? This is what I've been waiting for 10 years. A Xbox handheld console. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Do you remember those shoddy pictures where they cut the controller in half and just added a screen in the middle? Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear a true story?
Did that.
So the first console I ever bought in my entire life was out of my own money, was a PSP, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked my mom to buy it for me first, and to convince her, I drew a life-size PSP and was like, look, this is what it is, and took it downstairs and everything. And she was like, I am not buying you this, go get a job. And I was like,
okay.
How old would I have been when the PSP came out? I don't know. I worked at Clark's. I worked at Clark's shoe store. I worked in the back room. I had my headphones in, just working away. Made the money, and then I quit the day after. As soon as I bought the PSP, I quit straight after. I was like, nope, I'm done. No, thank you.
Mission complete. I'm out. Mic drop.
Literally. I remember what I got with it. There was a football game that came that launched with it, Need for Speed game that launched with it. And there was one other game I got with it. And then it came with the little sleeve that came. You remember the PSP sleeve and all
the
that?
The black sleeve.
Black sleeve. I bought like the whole kit and the memory card. And mate. Good times, man. Good times. Good times.
Do you just want to relive those moments?
No, I don't. To be honest with you, this is not like a relive these moments type of thing for me personally. It's more just a case of, as I get older, I have so much less time to game. And anything that allows me to keep doing this hobby to the highest quality that's gonna allow me to keep enjoying it, I wanna keep that going, you know. Mm-hmm. And a handheld, again, the specs are so important for me. Like minimum 1080, it has to always be 1080. Like I cannot stress how important that is to me.
I think the worry for me is like, to hit all the specs that you want, can they do that and sell it as a $500 machine?
No, they can't.
Probably not. A bit of a loss leader if they do.
Yeah.
I don't think they can afford for this to be a loss leader either. Maybe at the start, but it's an interesting conversation to be had though.
Yeah.
Xbox are definitely, maybe they're seeing a little bit more pushback on cloud than they were expecting. Hence why we're even talking about a native handheld Xbox console in 2024, right? Maybe there is that, it's not going to get to where we need it to get to for another 10, 20 years. We might as well invest in something like this.
Also, like, having Xbox's own infrastructure to push people towards more mobile gaming, because people won't make that jump to, like, playing.
No.
Series X game on your phone just by themselves. And so having that medium of like, hey, you can use this on the go, and then, it's getting a little bit outdated, you could buy the new version, or you just upgraded your iPhone, like that could run a game just fine on cloud and whatever. And so there is a little bit more of a road forward for them to xCloud through this as well, which I think would be beneficial.
I could say this does feel like, again, it's probably, this will do, I think, pretty well in like foreign markets, like Asia specific, where it's like Xbox, typically their console hasn't done well, but we've seen from the way that Game Pass like has been received over there, it's quite well. So you combine that with a market that's pretty high up on the mobile space, and then combine that, and then give them a handheld that kind of like bridges that gap a little bit, maybe. Maybe that's
they're
a way for
already,
them to...
I think for me, like, they're already on mobile, and then also, like, Game Pass is big because gamers are moving towards PC, even in Asian markets. Like, it's not as big of a console. Like, console markets are shrinking everywhere, and PC is becoming more dominant, right? So I don't know if necessarily the handheld is for the Asian market. Like, I think this is very much so a luxury item, a premium item, regardless of whether they sell it or they announce it as a premium item like the Series X did, and the Elite controller and all that. I still think it's going to be marketed as an elite a premium item for gamers more so than anything, like hardcore gamers.
I think this is a really good way. Again, Xbox were in third place very clearly as well. I do think this is a, if they don't go the route of putting all of their exclusives on multi-plat, which again we still don't know what the big plan is for that, right? I think this is a way more interesting piece of hardware to buy for the PlayStation or Nintendo fan than a Series X or S, in my opinion. It's because, again, I think it's still going to have the, I think it will have the ability to be able to hook up to a TV,
like 100%
Steam Deck can and things like that, right? Where it's like, oh well, PlayStation don't have this at the moment. You don't think so, Crash?
I don't think so.
You don't think it's going
to
have...
I think you're adding extra cost to the hardware that you don't need to do.
Yeah, but the Steam Deck can do that. I'm not saying it will be... That's how it will be sold. Like, the Steam Deck isn't sold
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the Steam Deck doesn't... Like, Steam doesn't have a console. Steam doesn't already have something that hooks up to your TV.
Yeah, I still think there will be a world in which we see this and it can
maybe
hook up to
maybe
the,
if they sell
an
adapter.
It can, yes, what I'm saying. It'll be a dock.
The Steam Deck's a dock.
It will have an expensive ass Xbox branded dock. There'll be a bunch of knockoffs, thankfully, which will be just as good. And you know, I do. But I do think this is I really want to play the new Gears of War. But I don't want to buy an Xbox. Oh, they've got this really cool handheld that I can play other games on. And I do already have Game Pass. Speaking of Game Pass, so does anybody, some of you won't remember, but I used to give away Xbox Game Pass codes like water. Does anyone remember that? Do you both remember that?
Yeah, when you had the Jenga pieces and stuff.
No, not before Jenga.
Before Jenga, okay.
Do you not remember when I had all of those little Xbox bags and I had all the cards?
Oh, yes.
Just giving them out to everyone in the community. I finally officially ran out of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Wow.
Damn. Yep. End of an era.
It is. It's like, it came up the other day. Like, you've got 7 days left. And I was like, interesting.
It's not an expense I've had to deal with.
I've not had to think about this in 6 years, maybe. So, just thought I'd put that out there to people that if I wouldn't have given you guys Yami, if I wouldn't have gave you guys, and Yami, I remember giving Yami a lot. If I wouldn't have given you guys codes, I could have still been sitting on more Xbox Game Pass if it weren't for you guys. So, I hate you all. That's what I wanted to say.
How many codes did you give Haley?
Moving on. Let's talk about this week's dashboard. We have got a few bits of news to get through, some rumors and some confirmed stuff. The first one being something I think we were all expecting to happen, which Xbox has reached an agreement with Toys for Bobs for Spyro. Toys for Bobs, obviously newly independent studio, as of leaving during the restructure and when Xbox bought Activision. I guess a lot of people, especially myself, were kind of concerned by this because Toys for Bob seemed like the perfect studio for Xbox to have in their ecosystem. From what I understand, and the boys maybe have a little bit more information on this than I do, but this is, they've reached an agreement for Toys for Bob to make the next Spyro game.
Rumored.
I don't think there's
not been any confirmation
to it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what Crash has done? Once again, boys, he's put the wrong fucking link again. So I've clicked it to open it up for more bloody news, and Crash has put the bloody wrong link again. Every time, Crash, I'm a goddamn host, Crash. You put what's in front of me, and then I'm able to rift off of that. You keep sabotaging me during my own goddamn podcast.
I wanted to see how good of a host you were to just flow with things. And clearly not that good of a host.
Damn, I'm calling you out like that. So while you guys are shouting at each other in the background, basically, yeah, so Toys for Bob have come to an agreement to work on a new game with Xbox, but there is no confirmation on what that game is. But I do remember seeing somewhere that basically one of the Toy for Bob, either one of their CEOs or someone, or even one of their official social handles, basically posted, keep your horns on.
Got you.
And we all know which character has horns, right?
Horny.
Crash.
Crash.
He's
very horny. He's Crash. So it looks like they are teasing that it is going to be a new Spyro game. Nothing confirmed yet.
I got this from Windows Central because Crush cannot put the right links into the right places.
It's the right link is there. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's because you just changed it. Idiot. I hate you. Windows Central have it confirmed by their source that, yeah, Toys for Bob have finalized the agreement with Xbox to fund their first title as well. So this isn't just a case of using the IP that is still owned by Xbox, which would be Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, Skylanders, all those other titles that Toys for Bob's already worked on. But Xbox will be funding this as well. I will go out on a whim and say I expect this game to launch as a exclusive and will eventually end up on all platforms.
Yeah, same.
I think I'd agree with that as well.
Yeah. I think it will launch in Game Pass. It will be that type of, like, maybe like we were saying before, maybe a year, maybe longer, maybe less. Who the hell knows? I think you'll see this eventually hit PlayStation and Switch. Once the hype initially dies down on whatever they're working on. New Spyro, I'd be excited for a new Spyro, I'll be honest. I'd from Toys for Bob's, I did really like what they did with Crash Bandicoot 4 a lot. So I'd actually be quite interested in a new Spyro game from them, 100%.
I'm just excited for some more 3D platformers. Like, it seems to be not so much a dying genre, but like not a lot of major companies are kind of delving into it.
Doesn't really make crazy amounts of money, I would suspect.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine, you know? Like,
it's not
one of those titles that, like, yeah, it's not, yeah, exactly. And we've seen the landscape change a lot. Mm-hmm. The one thing that confuses me about this is, like, why go independent if you just wanted Xbox to, if you're still going to use Xbox money and Xbox IP?
Because, like, you don't have Xbox controlling your studio.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to budgeting, you choose how, like, Xbox is funding it, but you choose how that money's dispersed throughout the company. Mm-hmm. And then if there are layoffs, like, you're unaffected by those layoffs. You're unaffected by the big decisions that Xbox might have to do. Worst case is, like, okay, we're just parting ways with Xbox at this point.
Fair enough.
Yep.
So there's benefits there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I respect it.
To be fair, at this point, like, they're basically, I don't see the downside for Toys for Bob at the moment. They're basically going to have all the funding from Microsoft, whatever the agreement is anyway. I'm assuming if needed, they would get the kind of technical know-how from Microsoft as well, if they're making a game for them. Yet they get that independence that they've always wanted. Win-win.
Win-win-win, some would say. Win-win-win. The players also win. You forgot about us.
I was about to ask, where's that third one coming from?
Yes, the players.
You forgot about the players. Moving on. Rumor is going out there. We know that a new Marvel game will be announced tomorrow. And the rumor is it will be a 6v6 Overwatch-style shooter. Crash, you're my go-to Overwatch guy. Talk to me about this. What do we know?
So we know that they are apparently working on it. There's two independent sources. The article that I got this from was from Paul Tassi over at Forbes, and he essentially says in the article that he's heard from a couple of other places, but right now it seems to be accurate. They are working on a 6v6 shooter. It is featuring Marvel characters, all sorts of Marvel characters. There is a rumored list of sorts that I just pasted. I think the rumor exactly talks about both Storm and Magneto as of right now. It sounds interesting. We know that it should be coming to PC, with rumors for mobile and console as well. I think the mobile thing kind of has me a little bit worried, because that's always, how is that sort of monetization going to look if it's coming out to mobile? Is it a free-to-play game? How are they going to be trying to earn money off of that? Which doesn't always end up being a negative, but it always is. It opens yourself up to that mobile sort of marketplace, which isn't always the best for the player.
No, absolutely. Let's quickly go through the rumored cast of characters that should be there. Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, Iron Man, Lunar Snow, Punisher, Rocket, Groot, Loki, Spider-Man, Hulk, Magic. Hey, I know Marvel. Who's that? I ain't got a clue.
She is a hero that basically has a sword that can cut portals in reality.
Yeah, you know Colossus?
Yep. I've heard of him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I probably know the character if I saw it. Yeah. Magneto, Manta, Storm, Penny Parker, Black Panther, Star-Lord, Namora, and Thor. So all your usual suspects. All there, right? Who's missing? Wolverine.
But again, would Wolverine work in a shooter?
I mean,
to be fair,
in there, if you have magic,
true.
I don't think this is going to be a quote-unquote shooter the way where
there's going to be like a hero.
I don't think it's going to be a shooter. It's going to be a hero shooter, as we put it in that category. I'll be honest, I'm looking for that next new thing, right? Mm-hmm. I've been on the lookout for something to get my teeth in. Always loved Overwatch in terms of the game itself is a really fun game. It was just a little bit too much for me when everyone else got into it. I was a bit too late. But if you give me a 6v6 style in a Marvel game, I'd be really into that, to be honest with you, especially with the characters that I love. Very much agree with you though, Crash, in terms of if it's coming to mobile, I am expecting this to be a free-to-play, which scares me, if I'm honest, because we all know what that could mean in terms of its monetization side of things.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a bit rude when it comes to that kind of stuff. But if it's done correctly, it can be like, it could be great. Like I say, if we use like Valorant as an example, like that's a pretty... I know some of the things in the store are expensive and like very expensive, but they are pretty good about just like gameplay will give you access to a lot of that stuff. Overwatch as well is a prime example where they just give you the characters and all of it's cosmetic.
They give you the characters now.
Yeah, now.
Now.
To put a little thing out there, the rumor is also this is going to be a NetEase game, which would be the same team that made Diablo Immortals. Which we know was not received not amazingly. Amazingly. Very much. I am a little bit worried that this could be a cash grab, if I'm honest. But Marvel have been pretty good with who they've partnered with thus far. When it comes to Marvel properties, you've got to think Midnight Suns, obviously 2K published that. That was a great game. Spider-Man, obviously Sony. Mm-hmm. Wolverine's obviously going to be Sony as well. We've got Blade, which is at Xbox. So far, since they've moved into the obviously partner in Fortnite as well, Disney. So far, they've done okay. Obviously, they've got games like, I think it's Marvel Super War and Marvel...
Marvel Duel, Marvel Strike Force,
So they've definitely already forayed into these mobile type games. I hope they get this one right. I'm excited for tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a live reaction to it or something. If we can get the boys together at the right time. I'm quite excited. So you, Crash, your Overwatch is your type of game, so Marvel Overwatch, is that a you?
I have to see the gameplay, because like this could end up being like really cool, or it could end up looking very cheap. Not in the sense that like it's low cost or like ugly graphics, but cheap in the sense that there's not a lot of effort put into the animation. Because when you look at Overwatch, the characters are very much so personalities, and I know it's easy to say like, oh well, all these characters have personalities. It's really easy to just copy and paste and not put a lot of effort into the characters when you create them. Yeah. So it really depends how it looks. And then also game modes. There's a lot of different stuff that, because like when I look at this, I'm more like, how will it play in more of a competitive sense? And if I wanted to like grind it out, as opposed to like, let's just jump in and have a lot of fun in an arena mode, because that always has a time limit for me personally. And I just hit my mic.
Fuck that microphone. Yeah. Beat it up, Crash.
Get him. Sorry, audio listeners. Are you excited? Yes, mainly because it's like, again, Marvel is an IP that I'm always a fan of, to whatever extent it is and the property it's at. But yeah, like a game that I can get involved in on the ground up, I'd be excited about that. Like, I always feel like Overwatch and Valorant are like too little too late for me. So having a game like this where I can get in on launch day and be like, okay, I'm going to put some effort and some time into it, I'm excited for that.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, moving on. Remedy have detailed Control's live service multiplayer spin-off. If you don't know who Remedy are, they are the Alan Wake developer. I would say probably in my top 6 studios of all time. Probably. I'd have to really think about it, but I think so. They shared an annual report mentioning about the Control spin-off as an internal development budget of about 25 million euros and is being built on Remedy's own engine, Northlight. The game entered production late last year and will release across PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series. Although the developer has not said when we can expect it to arrive. Quote, within they're facing overwhelming enemies, obstacles, but relying on their gear and each other, they will have a chance of survival, the developer teased. Not really interested in a Remedy multiplayer game, I gotta be honest, guys. The Control world and obviously the Alan Wake world are worlds that Control not so much because I've not played it. But Alan Wake is definitely a world that I love.
Isn't it all just one world, if I'm not mistaken?
No, yeah, they've confirmed it is now all one world, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Keep doing that face fix.
Yeah.
I've not played Control, so.
Okay.
I can't speak on Control. Obviously, I can speak on Alan Wake 2, which makes it very obvious that they're one world. But yeah, and you know, I'm trying not to spoil things, Crash. I'm trying here. Trying.
Oh.
Okay, it's over at this point.
That for me. That's, I'm actually really.
I can't believe you still haven't played Alan Wake 2, which is probably the best game of last year.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
second.
The best game of last year?
Second best,
one
right?
One of. Wait, what was last year?
Baldur's Gate.
Oh, fuck off. Absolute idiots. I hate you both.
That's what you were saying.
Your words, not mine.
I know that. I'm just saying. Like,
idiots. Crash, you need to play Alan Wake 2.
Yeah, I'm not quite talking to him about this game. So, yeah. Despawn, you interested in a Control live service multiplayer game?
Kind of, yes. Again, I just want to spend more time in that universe. And yeah, I trust Remedy to do it right.
Here's what I'll say. This is the most I've ever been excited for a Remedy game before.
You're an idiot.
I am.
Sometimes you don't even deserve to be on this podcast, if I'm honest with you. Like, sometimes.
Not incorrect.
Sometimes.
I think
sometimes
you deserve to be here.
I regret only having you as my friend left to do the podcast with when you filled in for me like 7 years ago, okay? Sometimes I regret that.
That's all your own doing.
I think you're great, Crash. Don't listen to him.
Thank you, Despawn.
That's okay. And I'm excited to play a live service game with you in the Control universe.
With you.
He might.
Crash don't play games with us anymore.
That's true. That's true.
When's the last time you asked me to play a game fix?
We keep asking every week to play
offline on everything. I don't know when you're online.
The last time you asked me to play a game, I played a game with you. So this is a wild statement that you say I don't play games with you.
Crash, when was the last time you asked me to play a game?
Damn, I was really hoping you wouldn't ask me that question.
I was
really, really hoping you wouldn't ask me that question.
Crash,
I got no answer for you.
I don't think you've ever asked me to play a game. Ever.
No, I have. I have for sure. I have. You could freely say I have in probably like the last 2 years.
Two and the rest? There's no way.
No, I definitely asked you to play before. I'll go through our Discord and Twitter logs if you want me to. I'll tweet them all out. I'll air out all of Dirty Laundry.
Wow.
We've ever talked about
Dirty Laundry. The only way you could do that is if you've recorded every single one of our Discord calls, which you probably have, you psychopath, let's be honest. Crash. Time for Guess That Game.
Oh, Guess That Game. For those of you guys who don't know what Guess That Game is the game show where one of us picks a game and the other three, normally three, it's two right now, the other two will ask questions, yes or no questions. I will answer the question to sort of discern and get to the point where they can make an educated guess on what the game is. Are you boys ready?
Points. Crash sitting at 5.
Oh, points.
Matt sitting at 2. D-Spawn sitting at 3. And I am also MCFXL sitting at 2. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Absolutely. There's my chance ready to play the catch up.
So we're hiding timer, correct?
So start us with the timer and then hide it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to go fix D-Spawn.
Okay. Cool.
It's a minute 30, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Go. Xbox 360 generation.
Yes.
Is it a fighting game?
Nope.
Published by EA?
No.
Is it shooter?
No.
It the publisher, Capcom?
No.
Activision?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, is it a puzzle game?
No.
Is it exclusive?
No.
For Xbox?
Okay. Did it have a higher Metacritic score?
I will say yes. I will check that as you guys keep asking, but I will.
Single player only.
No.
Okay.
Mainly single player game.
Yes.
Okay. Is the action adventure?
Yes.
Crystal Dynamics?
No.
Yeah, I was thinking that thing as well. Male protagonist?
Yes. No.
Okay. No, not known as a male protagonist. Have I played it?
I don't know.
Have I played it?
That's not good. He don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
He ain't gonna know that. Okay. Is it a superhero game?
Nope.
Time
That's
up.
It.
I have literally no fucking idea.
I give D-Spawn one more question. You can ask one more question.
Is it a game we've mentioned today?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Because that's usually something
that
happens.
So that's
a
fair question to ask.
Action event. We didn't even get first person, third person. No. We didn't get anything.
You guys are horrible. You
so we got...
We gotta get publisher and then fix stopped right away. Just like, fuck
yeah. We gotta get publisher.
Publishers.
Yeah, there's only like four more. Oh my god. So we covered it's a action
360
action adventure. Male, maybe female protagonist.
It's not male though. It's yes, kinda. I'm guessing I would assume that means it's interchangeable.
I'm assuming, yeah, create a character, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you do. You do know.
Not exclusive.
Not exclusive.
Does that mean the series is not exclusive or like that one game?
The series is not exclusive.
Okay,
not that one game.
Cool. Oh, God. All right. I'm going to go with...
I honestly don't know.
I'm going to say Bioshock.
I'm going to say... I think it's more of an RPG, but Mass Effect.
No, unfortunately.
Not EA.
Not EA. And Mass Effect launched as an exclusive.
True, it did.
So did Bioshock. Both Bioshock launched as an exclusive.
I've never played Bioshock. So
You guys both clarified the exclusive point, and I didn't need to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I gave it to you, and you both picked
exclusives. Yeah,
that's because D-Spawn's an idiot. We blame him. I didn't know.
What's your excuse?
Exclusive. Bioshock's not even exclusive. Yeah, go on then. What is it?
Dark Souls.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I hate it here.
I do. Bro, we suck. These one, I'm not going to lie.
This game sucks.
You stink. You stink at this.
Yeah, I know.
You guys should.
Which is weird, because I'm the defending champion. Last year, I won this.
Yeah, this but you year, stink. You stink. It might be time to wrap it up. I'm not going to lie on this
or,
game.
Am I actively sinking it so that at the end of the year, I can just run away with it?
I don't know. I'd do great at this game.
Yeah, you do. You do. You're leading.
You do actually do well. Yeah, you do. Funny enough. Weird. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Let's jump into Fixer Sack. Remember, you can email me. You can email in my Xbox and Me podcast at gmail.com. Also, you can join the Discord, which we've seen some new people join lately, which has been absolutely fantastic. You can ask questions, have great conversations in there. Our first question comes from friend of the show, Anubis, who says, I can't wait for a PAX roundup. I'm excited for KKFOS, Killer Clowns. And if you need more info, Iron Lords have a decent article. My question will be this. Are you excited for the Killer Clowns game? Did you play Friday the 13th? I think they did a much better job than Dead by Daylight because of the variety of ways you can escape. I've never heard of this game in my life. So
the Killer Clowns game, you've heard of it.
We've covered it before.
Yeah, we watched it as a reveal thing. We watched it as some showcase.
It was on one of the showcases. We were like, "What the hell is this?" But it is.
This game's not even on my radar. I'm not gonna lie.
So it is the same developers as Friday the 13th, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. This isn't. I'll be totally honest. Not even on my radar. I haven't seen anything more from the game since whatever thing we did see this at. I do like the 4v1 isometrical games, if that's what this is. I don't actually know. I do like horror games, so maybe I will check it out. But
it's not a franchise, like, because it's based on an IP, like it was an old movie from back in the day. And it's just not an IP I care about. Like, it's one of those, like, really bad B-movie horror kind of, like, 70s films that just never got my attention.
I mean, it's so hard to... That genre of game right now is so hard also to break down because DBD's got all the licenses. Mm-hmm. So, and I do agree with you. I played Friday the 13th and enjoyed it. But without a continuation of licenses and things to get people excited about in those games, they die off pretty quickly. So am I excited for the game? No. Did I play Friday the 13th? Yes. Will I be looking forward to this one? Probably not, but I might play it if there's time within the year.
Yeah, I think you raised a really good point there. Is like, this is very much like, the problem with this game specifically is it is already based on an IP where Dead by Daylight isn't.
Yeah.
So Dead by Daylight can expand by bringing in extra IPs where Killer Clowns, they could do some crossovers.
The benefit of Killer Clowns is how many people actually know Killer Clowns is an IP based off of an IP. I'd imagine most people won't. So they could kind of do whatever they want with it as long as they get like the okay to do it. I don't think there'll be a swarm of people angry. Like, this isn't Killer Clowns. That's not how the clowns behave.
Not my clown. Hashtag not my clown.
No, you won't get fixed yelling out, not my clown.
So we're not getting a Killer Clowns with the boys, no.
We might do, but yeah.
I'd be down.
Because I'm sure it would be a fun session, right?
Yeah.
If we make some content out of it and all that, like, I wouldn't be against it, but not something I'm particularly...
But yeah, as a player rather than a creator, it's not something I'm, like, screaming out for right now.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Interesting. All right. Okie dokie, boys. Let's go on to our next question, which is... Wait. Was there more to that question that I missed? Or was it two from Anubis?
No, it's two.
Anubis says, I want to change it up a bit and ask a different kind of question. With as much detail as you're comfortable sharing, what is the what is it like balancing life with podcasting / streaming? What does a typical day look like for you? Kresh, are you always awake super early? Does that affect other aspects of your life good in good or bad ways? I just think it'd be fun to get to know you, to get to know the gang on a deeper level. Then what are you playing this week? Of course, only what you're comfortable answering. Great question. I absolutely love this. Mm-hmm. Kresh, we'll start with you. What does a day look like for you nowadays with podcasting? And obviously we do Baldur's Gate on a Monday, we podcast on Tuesdays, Extra sometimes gets recorded on a Tuesday, but then can also spill into Saturday, Sunday, maybe a Friday night, depending on when life is.
Yeah.
How is it?
I think the time difference, unironically, actually is very beneficial to that. I'm able to like slot it in at like a perfect time where it's like, okay, if we were at the same time, it's like, I'm going to be busy at that time. I'm not going to be able to do it. But time difference is nice until it comes to wanting to do the podcast on a weekend as early as possible to get it done at 5 a.m. And when the crew's lucky, I'll have not slept by that point. So you ask, am I up super? Do I wake up super early? The answer is no. I just don't. Like, Fix has known me for a very long time, and he'll tell you I've had a super horrible relationship with sleep as long as Fix has known me.
Remember, the reason we got to know each other is because I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to play games with Alfredo.
Yeah.
So that was me having a bad sleep schedule, and then we got to know each other, became friends. And I'm like, brother, how are you awake? It must be 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah, I haven't been to sleep yet. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, mate. Whatever you say.
It's the only time that's kind of a struggle. And as of late, I've put my foot down more on that. Like, I'm just not gonna do the podcast, you guys.
Absolutely.
Go on ahead. Because the older I've gotten, the harder it is to get back into a normal sleeping schedule need a normal sleeping schedule.
Weird.
Yeah, who would have thought, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. You make it work. I think that's the best way to say it, right? I think realistically, we all make it work. Deespawn, we'll go over to you though. Like, you're the newest addition. So for people who don't know, you're the newest addition to the podcast, but you wasn't even meant to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Is the truth of it. You were meant to be a producer role in the background, but then Matt stopped being able to come every week and was like, oh, fuck it, we'll just pull you in when Matt's not here. And then you've just been there every week ever since.
And now they can't get rid of me. I'm stuck here now. So it's a weird one for me because we've talked about this in the past. I think I've got some kind of like hyperfixation issues that I need to get checked out. But basically, how I function, I have no idea. But here we are. So a day for me is basically waking up at silly o'clock in the morning when Mrs. Deespawn does to go to work. Mm-hmm. Basically doing maybe 2-3 hours of editing, because that's what I like to do as a side job. If anyone's a tax man, you didn't hear that.
What are you talking about?
No idea. But I do pay my taxes. So I will do like 2-3 hours of editing, or I'll do whatever else I need to do, like playing a game that we need to cover. Then I'll do a day job for 8 hours. Then I will finish that day job and I will be on a podcast for another 2 hours. And then I will finish that podcast and go back to editing and then playing the game and then sleep about midnight-ish, maybe. Imagine. And I'll do that 5 days a week. And then I'll just like sob quietly on a weekend. It's great.
You're an idiot.
I know, right?
I'll be honest. It's gotten a lot better since Deespawn has come on board. Let's be honest. Like the content has gone up a level, I think. I still think we're still figuring things out. We're still learning every day. Everything's still getting better and better as time goes on. I feel like Kresh has become so much more confident on the podcast. I feel like Deespawn's, we're all learning. It's all a big learning curve. But yeah, timing wise for me, my day looks like this. I wake up, I go to bed usually around, I get in bed usually around 10 or 11. I don't go to sleep usually until about 1, usually scrolling on TikTok. I get up out of bed around 8 o'clock. I usually try and have breakfast and then start my personal stream about 9. Go from 9. The idea is usually to go from 9 till 5. Doesn't always work out like that. I've been having a really struggle at the moment with streaming. And my relationship with streaming has just been really bad. And then once I get off, I check my Xbox and my work Discord, see what the boys need, if I can help out with anything. And we're figuring that whole process out. And then I spend time with Hayley, bed, do it all over again. But then again, you've got to think, like, Mondays we do Baldur's Gate, which usually, once upon a time, I would have been on everything, right? Like, mm-hmm. you got to think, like, extra this week I wasn't on. And that was the first time I had, like, not cancelled plans I had already made to do the podcast. Because usually that's what I would do. I'd just be like, sorry, H, we can't do whatever the thing is. I got to do the podcast. But it's been nice, obviously, doing two podcasts a week now, which people like two podcasts a week, so only 2 hours. It's like, it really isn't. Like, mm-hmm. it's usually anywhere between 45 minutes to 30 minutes before the podcast starts. We have a little chat, we get show notes together, we get thumbnails together, we'll discuss other aspects as well, which we're still working on, getting better at, you know, keywording titles and working on thumbnails and giving criticism on that and stuff. So that works out to be then that works out to be 45 minutes before you've even started. Then the podcast can be anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. So you're at literally 3 hours to make one piece of content.
Yeah.
And then now I've changed my live streams where I now edit, we'll see tomorrow, shall we? But the plan is I edit the clips now for TikTok on my Wednesday morning streams. So I hang out with chat and just edit those, which is, I feel like we found a good balance with those, if I'm honest. Like, we've got a good little process. That's where we want to bring in an editor. Like, that is our number one thing. As much as D spawns an editor, he hasn't got, at this moment in time, we don't have enough money to pay him what he is worth for him to take time away from his quote-unquote real job to then do that. So we need to find somebody else who's able to do it. But yeah, it's all over the place. It really is. Nothing's normal. There's not really a normal with us, right? Like,
yeah,
some weeks Matt can be here, some weeks Matt can't. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna say, if we wanted normal, we would not have chosen a gaming podcast about Xbox. No. For no, our main content honest, output.
Impossible for it to be normal when we don't really make money off the podcast.
No, really. Exactly. That's the part that I think people struggle with, right? Like, or at least I struggle with, which is like, I've been doing this for so long. The podcast doesn't generate any, like, the podcast. I'm not saying Patreon and things like that. The podcast itself doesn't generate any money at all.
Yeah, which this is like, a labor of love.
It's a weird,
for sure.
It's a weird thing to do for 8 years where you make no money from it. Yeah. Very strange. Very strange. Never missed a week, by the way. Never missed a week. Just saying. Sure. But yeah, it's, I don't know. There's no such thing as normality. We all do it because we love doing it, right? But I say the biggest joke that I say to the boys, and I think I've said it on the podcast before, is I don't understand why Matt's here. I do not understand why Matt turns up to play Baldur's Gate with us knuckleheads for 2-3 hours and then do the podcast, which could be 3 hours out of his day. And, you know, Matt has a job in the industry where he works ridiculously hard. He doesn't need to do this. You know, the rest of us, Kresh does it out of a labor of love, clearly, because he enjoys doing it. Otherwise, he just wouldn't do it. Like, you know, that's what it is. Despawn obviously learns on the job, gets to learn new things, and then uses that as a portfolio builder and loves doing it. I do it because I enjoy doing it, right? But it's like, Matt is the one where I'm like,
what the fuck?
He really enjoys doing it. It's really like
his. I think he enjoys doing it more than all of us because he doesn't need to do it.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. But yeah, no, it's a labor of love. It really is. The podcast is definitely a labor of love. It is. It's something we enjoy. We enjoy doing, and there's nothing better than when you make a piece of content that people interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not worried about it doing thousands of views or hundreds of views or whatever, but when you do a piece of content and you just, and I don't, for me, when I look at the comments and I see comments, that is what makes my day. When they're like interacting with, like, this last week, obviously we did the Say Something,
something exciting.
And getting those tweets come through of like, something exciting, you're like, fuck, people do listen. Like, and it's very easy to sit here, talk for hours on end, and then put it out, and you forget that people listen. You forget that we are a part of people's routines. And I'll be honest with you, especially over this last month, it's probably been the most where I've been like, maybe it's time to pack it up. Maybe my Xbox and me, it is time. Like, definitely had the meltdown moment when Xbox put their games on multi-platform. There was definitely a moment there. And then just as time goes on, it's such a time sink, right? Like, it's a lot of time to put into something where like, oh, we're not really seeing the growth in the ways we want to, where I've been like, maybe it's time. And every time I come, every time I have that thought, something happens, or I check the Discord. The Discord's been like a big labor of love lately, where like, I don't check that every day. I don't moderate that. I don't anything that. I just, people deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. And I check in every now and then. It's like there are conversations happening because of our dumb podcast.
Yeah.
Nuts.
It's nuts. So rewarding seeing like a community come together and like over a love of video games, not just mm-hmm. Xbox, but like a love of video games.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, like for anyone out there who's ever thought about joining in with a community or the Discord or anything, I think we've got one of the nicest communities ever. Like,
agreed.
Like, it's just everyone.
We don't take no bullshit.
Yeah, we don't take no bullshit. Like, we have had people come in here who've tried that shit and they get kicked out so fast.
Crash is very good on yeeting people.
Yeah, not just Crash, but like the community themselves were like, yeah. They are very good at it. And like, I love being a part of this community and like being able to kind of foster that. And yeah, it's just, if you are ever thinking about jumping in the Discord, do it. It's yeah, there's so many cool people in there. Stead loves talking about Xenoblade.
But Stead talks about, Stead's always coming up with some bullshit, bro.
I love Stead. Like, Stead's the best.
What I love is Stead does his like thoughts come out while he's walking, and mm-hmm. then he'll come back and go, all right, not walking anymore. Let me put this into actually hearing.
I love it. I love
reading
it.
This. Yeah,
it's, I love it. Cool. I love. It's I love cool. getting the phone up and reading it. Going, okay. So that'll be explained in half an hour. Cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, no, there's definitely. I think if something me and Haley had a conversation about with like my own personal stuff outside of my Xbox and me, right? I really want to double down on community, mm-hmm. like. Is the one thing that I miss doing, which it, whether it's a once a month we do a community game night, whether it's once a month we do the community movie nights, it's about building that up. Obviously, I love saying that, I don't like saying this, but obviously none of that can happen unless we can get the financial backing that we're trying to get to. That's not me saying we need to make crazy amounts of money, but I want to make enough money on this podcast and on the products we make so we can keep growing. And unfortunately, that is where we're at this point, where like YouTube is at such a point now that content needs to be that next level. And like, we've got ideas for shows, which you'll hear about the 12-hour stream, right? Of the things we want to do, but they are going to take more manpower, or more people power, I should say, more money to get them edited in a style in which we want and things like that. So yeah, man, but yeah, we don't really have a normal. There's no such thing as a normal with any of us. But I want to ask this question again to Matt, because mm-hmm. I'd love to hear his thought process on it. But yeah. A great question, Anubis. So we love these type of questions, so thank you. Anything that gets me to either reminisce or talk about other things that we don't talk about on the podcast is amazing. But yeah. If you want more stuff like this as well, check out MXAM Extra, to be honest with you. Like, we don't really talk about what we've been planning on this podcast anymore. We more do news, little game show, little bit of this, that, and the other, where MXAM Extra is just like, hey, Doospawn, how are you? Then we talk about some games at some point.
Emotional. it is very much a, like, this is, yeah, this feels like my Xbox and me feels very much like a, we'll give you the news and our thoughts on it, and, you know, we'll have fun and stuff like that, where MXAM is like the people behind the podcast kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's always like if I love these kind of questions and conversations, because I love getting to know people more, and especially when it comes to like the creative side of it as well. I love getting like people's thoughts and opinions on creativity in general. So if like Fix says, if anyone out there has got questions about like what goes into creating the podcast or just why we do what we do, probably insanity. But yeah, if you got any questions along those things, I am always happy to answer them.
Absolutely, 100%. We got two questions. We'll do the last one first, and then I'll do the next one. Scotty says, did the Xbox 360s work? So for those who didn't listen to last week's episode, the MXAM Extra, I should say, I went to a car boot sale, hence why I missed MXAM Extra's recording other than the ending, and I bought two Xbox 360s and a Mac, and they all cost me £3 in total. Did they work? I don't know. I've not tested them.
Oh my God. All right. That's your, I'm going to say that's your homework for next week's episode. You need to have tested one of them or both of them.
For people who don't know, there's the Xbox, there's the white Xbox 360. This is the one that doesn't even have the HDMI on the back, which is crazy that I've got that. And then I've got an Xbox 360 Elite also in my background now as well. And yeah, I couldn't say no for a pound. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. But yeah, do you know what it is? I need to go in the loft to get the power packs. Everything else I've got, but I can't be bothered to go in the loft right now. So,
what
yeah.
about the Mac? Have you been able to test the Mac?
So I realized I didn't buy the Mac screen that was there, and it has a special adapter.
So you're going this weekend, yeah?
I think I might be going again this weekend. Yeah, yeah. I literally said to Hayley, though, I said, I think buying the Mac was the wrong idea. I got too excited. Like, it was just like, why? But for a pound, it doesn't matter, right? But but why did I buy an old Mac? What am I going to do with an old Mac?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, those old Macs look cool. I'll put it out.
They do look cool, but...
Well, let me rephrase that. They look cool.
I think they look cool.
They look cool when they first got launched, when it's as battered, cool. when it's as battered as the one you've got.
It's not battered. Mine's not that bad.
I saw the photo. There's tons of scratches.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Okay.
That's
okay.
An oversized paperweight.
Mm-hmm. That's a big old paperweight. Yeah. They didn't make them light.
I know, but I do kind of love it. So yeah, I do think I'm gonna end up throwing it away.
You're just gonna keep it, and then
throw it.
Whenever you and Haley have a kid, it's gonna be their first computer.
Yeah, I don't know why I bought it. Only
if you can get the screen next week or this weekend at the cab boot.
Yeah, I just don't really matter. I don't know why I bought it. I'm an idiot.
Because it's a pound.
I don't know if they work. Exactly. Okay, last question this week comes from a Wild Yami Enters, who says, I was recently playing Mission Impossible Operation
Surma.
Surma, thank you, which takes place between Mission Impossible 1 and Mission Impossible 3. I was wondering if you could have a game set between two movie/book/TV series. What would the game be and series? Would your game help set up events in the next movie, kind of like Fast 7 DLC for Forza Horizon 2? Set up how they got their cars because you acquire them via racing, or would your game just exist between the movies and not have any outcome on the bigger story? That's actually a really interesting question. I'm going to go with, anyone seen the show Power? You probably haven't, right? Chris, you watched it?
Yeah.
My brother, I'm pretty sure you're part black, Chris. I'm just sad.
I'm white as fuck.
Chris is definitely not black. I always forget that people might not watch the video, so they might not know that I'm mixed race. I always forget that. If you didn't know I was mixed race, let me know on the Discord or on Twitter. That would be, I don't know how you're going to tell me on Twitter without getting called a racist. Try not to be crazy with it, all right?
I'm going to say, the secret word this week is fix us black. It is not the secret word. I don't want anyone to get cancelled.
It's not.
Mine would be Power. Like, if I could have had a game that took place after the last season of Power, but then there's another spin-off show for that, for Tommy, which is one of the other main characters. If you could do like a game in between those two story arcs, I would love that personally. But
question.
I really love Power.
Would you want that game revolving around somebody? Or
I was wanting it to be Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to say, for someone like me who's not familiar with the show, what is Power? And what kind of game would you want it to be?
It would be an action adventure. It'd be like Tomb Raider type, like not
Tomb
that loud.
Raider?
No, yeah, you know what I mean. But
you
wouldn't
want like a
third person action adventure.
Yeah, I guess so. I meant just more third person action adventure. That's what I meant. I guess like. Imagine it was like LA True Crime. Imagine it was like without being the police officer, but you're the gangster side. So not kind of GTA, I guess, but not GTA. Anyway, what is Power? Power is a show about a character called James St. Patrick, who is a man who is complex. He used to be a gangster who has gone clean. Mm-hmm. But the life just keeps dragging him back in.
Ah, the classic tale.
But it's so good, Despawn. If you've never watched Power, please watch it.
It is very
He's
good.
So good.
I mean, I'm in the middle of watching Dragon Ball Z again. Do I have time?
Probably do it after Dragon Ball Z.
But do it after Dragon Ball Z. Dude, it's so good. I love Power.
It's
I love
worth.
Power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very good.
It's you know, like, you ever watched Narcos? I haven't watched that yet, but
some of it, I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that, so I feel like that's the Mexican version of Power, right? And then okay. that Power has, that's the black story, that's the Mexican story, and then
and then we and then feels. Those white guys have Breaking Bad, yeah, yeah, okay.
Pretty much, yeah, kind
the Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. We just cured racism. Yes, let's go.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's not that, but you know no. what I mean. Yeah, yeah, I really do enjoy Power a lot, but yeah, I'd love a game set in that world that hold me a story in between the stories that are going on. I think that'd be really cool. What about you, Deshaun? You got anything?
Oh, I'd love a game around the two Tomb Raider movies. I think they were really good. So a game about that would be nice. I'm definitely going to get kicked off this podcast.
I'm so tempted. Honestly.
I know.
Do you want Angelina Jolie to like reprise her role or how?
100%. Yeah. Yeah, she has to do all the mocap and everything. This is a good question. Honestly, I kind of want to flip this on its head and say I'd rather have a TV show based on a video game and say I'd rather have a Final Fantasy TV show.
I'd love a Final Fantasy TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, wrong podcast for this, but
I know.
The more I play Final Fantasy Rebirth, the more I'm just like, God damn.
What a game.
God damn, what a game. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it on extra. Crash,
this is a tough one because like movies I don't watch. Thinking of my problem is I like my mediums as they are, and the idea of putting something in between two seasons, like I like the idea of expanding something and like taking a TV show and a concept and turning it into a game, but I would want it more so to explore more of the world as opposed to put it in the middle of two seasons, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's like, I would love something like Avatar, The Last Airbender, the universe, but I would never want to put it in something in between something like that. And like, there's a lot of universes I could go and be like that. It'd be cool to have something there, but I would never want to like wiggle something in to be like, oh, this is how you explain this part of the story or something like that. As opposed to like, I'd want something that expands the universe.
Just had a revelation.
Impactful way, if that makes sense.
On this one.
Okay, so you had that look on your face that had a revelation.
I thought a Rick and Morty game would be cool. Mm. And then it took place to lead on to like a new season or something. Like the end of the season was like them going for a teleport of something. And then that, what they get sucked into is then the world in which you play in. And at the end is where then the next season carries on. Oh, that'd be cool.
I think Rick and Morty's probably one of the few franchises where that could really work as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Rick and Morty, maybe South Park as well, something like that could work too.
They kind of done that on the new game. I haven't played the new game, and I saw us reviewing very mixed, if we're being honest. IGN gave it 3, which is crazy.
Ouch.
They do a thing where like, again, spoilers for the new game. I saw it on TikTok, so if you don't want to hear anything about this, the way now they do a thing where like, you know, the new kid in all the other games, they're like telling the story about how the new kid becomes all powerful, like he always ruins the game by becoming too OP.
Okay,
that's how they start off this new game, which is really, I thought that was really cool, like a nice little like, you're an idiot, why did you always have to ruin the game? Like, we're playing D&D, you became over leveled, we were playing superheroes, you became over leveled, like, and then like this new game, they start that off with a little table talking about it, which I thought was really cool. South Park would work, but again, we've already got those games, so
yeah,
and it's kind of what that does really, right? Because those games come from episodes of South Park. I watched South Park. Those are episodes that happened, and then like
they just expanded
on that. Yeah, so that's kind of what this is, a little bit. Okay. So, good question, Yami. Good question. Boys, let's plug, and get ourselves out of here. Crash, what you got to plug this week?
My Xbox Me podcast on Apple. What's the Apple service?
Apple Podcast.
Yes, Crash. What a plug right there, my dudes.
Apple Podcast, leave us a review. I want to check the review before we started recording. No new reviews. There hasn't been a review since December 9th for the US reviews. Go and leave a review. You could be as mean as you want in the review. Just leave it 5 stars. As long as it's 5 stars, we're cool with it. Go and leave us a review, please.
I love how that's how Stan is like. Yeah, we got on in the UK. We're at 96. I'd like to get to 100. So if you can review, that would be nice. And the last one from us is January 2024. Yeah. So I'd like that. Deekspawn, you got a plug.
I'm going to plug the YouTube, youtube.com/myxboxandme. We've been putting out a ton of videos, at least 2 or 3 a week, podcasts, agree or disagrees. Go show them some love. Again, leave comments. We want to read your comments so we can cover what you guys think of the show. And obviously it helps us improve anyway. So yeah. Or we ignore you because you've got really bad opinions and we just mute you. It's great. But mainly we listen to what you guys say.
I haven't muted anyone. I just want to put that out there.
I muted one person and they know who they are. And if they still listen, you know who you are.
Okay.
I argue with people. I've stopped doing it.
Chris does argue with people, but we'll leave that. We'll leave that. You can follow us everywhere at My Xbox and Me. Chris is at Krishnik Plays. Despawn is at Despawn. Paul Despawn, and I'm at MC Fixer.
I'm just going to have a piece of paper and hold it up.
I got it right, didn't I?
Is it Despawn, Paul Despawn, or is it just Paul Despawn?
Said that, Paul Despawn. I
would have loved if Despawn didn't correct you, let you get through your whole thing, and then at the end was just like, you said my thing wrong. That would have been amazing.
Paul Despawn. All right, it's Paul Despawn. All right.
I'm going to get a little sign for the back just so it's there every week.
I mean, you should. That would be good, Brandon.
Would that be help? Yeah, that would help, right?
And I'm at MC Fixer. Make sure you go check out MXAM Extra. That's a show that gets a little bit not enough love. It's a good show. We talk about all different games, PlayStation games, Nintendo games, games that are not even out on Xbox, PC, and we just have a good time with it. If you haven't seen the Agree or Disagree segment, probably my newest favorite thing that we do. I've got a steamer for when we do the next episode I've got one. But it's a great segment, and also, like you said, you can watch that on YouTube solo if you choose to do so. Until next time, we will love ya, leave ya, and see you all later. Keep being amazing, and a good boy.
Bye.
What they said.